Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were talking about the loss of rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. Listen closely as we start there today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Here's one that the Lord had already laid up a reward for that person, but they did not abide faithful. They did not seek the will of God. And the reward that was to go to you goes to someone else. Give them to another who was and has abundance. The last shall be first and the first shall be last, but understand that you'll count the loss. The tears are dried after the judgments are over. So yes, there's ignominy, there's infamy, and there's the insult here in verse 7. And her maid shall lead her as with the voice of doves havering upon their breast. Any gross abuse offered to others, you know, I'm trying to say this nicely, in words and actions, okay? The definition of insult, that is, somebody that offends others in either words or actions. What would happen in the day of Nineveh? They would do that to the kings. They would do that to the women. And they'd do that in front of everybody and the people they conquered. The maids were basically the king's beautiful harem now in Nineveh. They had the palace life of pleasure and riches. Now, as an insult to the king and them, they strip them down. They make them walk in front of all publicly with mockery and misuse of them. You know, Islamic nations will conquer a nation, then often build a mosque on the most sacred site or the seat of the nation's power and authority. It's a national insult to those it conquered. There were those that wanted to build a mosque on the place there where the towers were brought down. I'm glad they didn't get to. As doves tapering upon their breast, we don't think of doves as a warlike creature. NFL teams are not called, for example, the Green Bay Doves. No, they're the Packers. They're the Meat Packers, okay? We don't think of doves as a name for any football team. Tabering is defined as beating. They beat upon their chest, but in disgrace and embarrassment as they're led away. This is not a Tarzan yell. It's a public loss of reputation and disgrace. The public insult of abuse, and the abuse is not only by words, by actions done on these women. Their guilt is known after the books are read in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, and they reveal all. And all heaven sees, and then they are cast into the eternal lake of fire where there's no escape. There's no ceasing to exist. They're tormented day and night forever. So we see the people who die without Christ are cast into the eternal lake of fire. God will make a short work with no reprieve. That's why now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Again, he's not slack concerning his promise. Some men count slack. He is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. First Timothy 2, it says he'd have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, the love of God that wants to save you. But you've got to come to him. Just as you are, you've got to come to him. You know, when we think of all of this stuff, when we see the things that we've just looked at, everything is revealed about your life. Let me ask you something. I've heard the stories told many times. If we were able to put all your thoughts of just this past week upon a screen where everybody could see it, you would probably leave town and never return again. The shame would be great. Some people would try to commit suicide if something like that was able to be done. Yet there's going to be a day coming where you can't escape. Every thought, every deed, every intent, all the works of darkness, everything is going to be made manifest. If you die without Christ, it's going to be made manifest. And yet Jesus Christ had paid for your sin, but the payment's not applied if you don't receive Christ as your Savior. Now, there are Christians that have done some bad things in their lives. I mean, look at Paul. He had murdered somebody. Mary Magdalene was a witch. She'd had seven devils. Rahab was a harlot. We could go on talking about the evil people in the Bible that got saved. Thieves. Murderer. But you see, once they came to Jesus Christ, their blood, their life, their sin was under the blood of Jesus Christ. They were accepted in Christ, just like you can be accepted in Christ, as Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. My friend, you can be saved from your sin, from its power, but especially from its penalty. And you can be made a new creation, that is, a new creature in Christ, with old things passed away and all things made new. What must you do? You must admit, I'm a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all, that's every one of us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You realize that the idea of come short of the glory of God means we continually come short of the glory of God. Well, what is the glory of God? It's Jesus Christ, my friend. Jesus Christ is the glory of God. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't measure yourself against somebody in the church, or don't try to find some hypocrite or even some good guy in the church to measure yourself against. We're measured next to Jesus Christ. And if you're not as perfect as the sinless Son of God, Jesus Christ, then you're not going to make it to heaven on your own. And you won't, because you've sinned. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages, what we've earned, what has come to us, for the wages of sin, didn't say big sin, didn't say terrible, a lot of sin, just said for the wages of sin, is death. That's final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. We all deserve that. I deserved it. But the gift, not what we deserve, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I've earned to go to hell, but God wants to give me the gift of eternal life. Why? Because God, in Romans 5:8, commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Romans 5:12, he says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, death being separated from God with a future in hell, unless there's a Savior. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. But 1 Corinthians tells us that as in Adam all die, in Christ shall all be made alive, that is, all that receive him. For as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, that rely on him, or just trust him with their very eternity. Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. He was Lord. He was God come in the flesh. The Lord Jesus. Lord, God, Jesus, humanity. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. By that you're saying, I believe that he was God come in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, that he died on the cross for me, that he was buried and he rose from the dead. I literally believe he did that bodily. And I believe he did it for all my sin for all time. Believing that, he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not to your righteousness, unto the Christ's righteousness. With your heart, with your life, you're trusting the righteousness of Christ to make you accepted into eternity in heaven. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made in salvation. For whosoever believes shall not be ashamed. For whosoever, whosoever includes me, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that includes you too. Believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for you, and died and was buried and rose from the dead, paying for your sin for all time. Believing he did that for you, if you'll give him your heart and life right now, he will save you. He'll make you a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things will be passed away, and behold, all things will become new. By that he means this, man may not forgive you. People may always remember things, but God will forgive it because he's put it under the blood, because your sin's been paid for. Now you're his. He's head. You're his. You're giving your life to him. Not just the life you're going to live the rest of your life here on earth, but for all eternity, you can say, I belong to Jesus. And Jesus belongs to me. But you need to call upon him. Believing he died for you, would you do that right now? You can do that by just praying a simple prayer that you mean from your heart. If you don't mean it, it's only words. So if you mean this, then pray. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up victoriously, bodily, over the hell and the grave. I believe he's coming again. So I right now receive Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you prayed that prayer with me and you meant that from your heart, then would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will give you our mailing address as well as our website through which you can contact me through the website. Just to email us through the website, and I'll get that if you do. But we'd like to know if you've received Christ as your Savior. And then also tell others about the decision that you've made. Go to church. Let your pastor know if you don't belong to a church, you don't go to a Bible preaching church. Look up in the internet. I used to say yellow pages all the time, but so few use those anymore. So the internet, but look for churches, Independent Baptist Fundamental in your area. Make sure they use this King James Bible. Make sure they are not using rock and roll music. And you let them know that you've received Christ as your Savior, and you want to know the next step now that you are a new Christian. And they will be happy to help you. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will